bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I can't believe I'm here either. Traffic today was like non-existent. I must be in some alternate universe today. I don't know. But let's get on with the show, shall we? It is the 9th of June, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, we got to start out with some Apple rumors, but this probably has nothing to do with WWDC coming up soon. This has to do with the music industry and how iTunes downloads might be going... Yep, according to some sources, yep, put those in quotation marks, Apple is in fact aiming to phase out digital music downloads on iTunes. Really? Now, yeah, we've heard these rumors before. In fact, an Apple representative back in May said, no, never gonna happen. But according to Digital Music News, Apple is simply keeping their options open right now and just intending to keep a watch on how Apple Music is actually gonna do. Say in comparison to those sales numbers on iTunes, which we all know have been kind of going down and down and down. But I would say definitely don't look for iTunes downloads to be going anywhere anytime soon. They gotta get Apple Music right first, remember? That's gonna take a little time still. Alright, we know the future upon us is driverless cars. Like it or not, that's just how it's probably going to be. So now that you've got a driverless car, how do you get it insured? Well, first, you better move to the UK. That's because UK insurer Adrian Flux, yep, they're going to insure your driverless car now. They're saying with this new insurance policy in place for you, it allows drivers to place more faith in assistive controls and force policymakers to implement changes, basically on how and when driverless cars could be held liable. It would be just a matter of time before insurance companies got involved in this, right? So I know, you're scratching your head saying, how would this insurance policy work? Well, it basically is like a standard agreement, pretty much like any other policy would be. It basically just adds areas in that agreement of coverage for autonomous vehicles. Say on circumstances like the owner is involved in an accident. That is a result of an update or a security patch that wasn't applied properly. Yep, you guessed it, now we probably could sue the manufacturer because things went haywire and it wasn't our fault. So really, it's not much different than what we go through now when we have an accident. As long as the price is cheaper for autonomous insurance, that's all I care about. Those of you that were jumping up and down on your beanbag or your ball or on your couch waiting for Microsoft to add that TV DVR feature to Xbox One, it ain't gonna happen. Sorry about that. Yeah, that's right, Microsoft is no longer planning to add a TV DVR feature to its Xbox One console. Oh, man. Now, we heard back in August, remember last year, that, oh, yeah, this is gonna be a good idea. It's gonna put entertainment right in your living room. All Xbox One is gonna be your go-to need thing. Apparently not anymore. In a statement, Microsoft said, after careful consideration, we decided to put development of DVR for over-the-air TV on hold to focus our attention on launching new, higher fan-requested gaming experiences. The statement went on to say for Microsoft that we are always listening to fan feedback and look forward to bringing more requested experiences to Xbox One. Get ready for a lot of hate mail there, Microsoft. I know a lot of people that were looking forward to this one, including myself. Well, here's an on-again, off-again rumor, and it actually has to do with Samsung. I know, I'm freaked out it doesn't have an Apple in front of it. There's been some Galaxy Note 7 screenshots that have leaked out, and yes again, that iris scanner could be coming. Now, we've all heard that Samsung will likely introduce the new Galaxy 7 sometime later this summer, although others are saying August, early September, so yeah, it could be a little bit longer. But the thing that has everybody abuzz today is the new screenshot of the supposed Note 7. It appears to have a loose translation below a fingerprint splash screen. They actually asked the user to unlock the device with an iris scan. Interesting. Also, you might remember that Samsung has recently trademarked the Galaxy iPrint. Yeah, remember that? Which obviously is probably going to be the official name of this new technology. So you know what this means, right? Okay, well, instead of people sitting there getting pissed off at their phone because their fingerprint ain't working, now you're going to have people looking at it going, come on, come on, can't you see my eyeball? Stupid phone. And finally, we all know that 2016 is the year of the VR, yes, virtual reality. So much, in fact, that even musicians and artists are ready to get on board with the thing. People like Bjork. And I know you're thinking, if Bjork's getting involved, then this is going to be some strange And you'd be right. Bjork thinks that her artistic direction needs to take you inside her mouth. Now, according to Vanity Fair, Bjork will have 5 videos. You can do 5 videos of a mouth? Really? But here's the hitch. You're going to have to go all the way to Tokyo, Japan to see it. That's right. You've got to attend the Bjork Digital Event. The tour actually features 80 Gear VR headsets, so a lot of people can watch all at once, and then after the experience, probably throw up. But also, according to the article in Vanity Fair, the videos will eventually be available to download for the Oculus Rift. So yes, I know you've all longed for this. It won't be long before we can witness Bjork's mouth in our very own home. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Also, if you're a Bjork fan and you really hate me right now, you can send the hate mail there too. Also, check out the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. All the BTN shows are over there. You can also find out what's going on at BTN by following us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get hanging out with the BTN community because they're so lovely. britishtech.slack.com is the place for that. As for the news show, it's Friday tomorrow. I know, I'm excited. I can't wait. How about you? We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until Friday happens, sit back, it's Thursday, smile, and know that we're almost there. And thank you very much for listening.